USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New estimates from the Biden administration show that the government is anticipating that the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says that the government is estimating around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. Senator Ron Johnson says the Trump administration had policies in place that had stopped the flow of illegal crossings. But the Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration ignored warnings about reversing those policies.
And we pretty well stopped the flow of unaccompanied children and migrant families that were exploiting our very generous asylum laws. But then President Biden, even though his transition team asked the Trump administration, what can we do to prevent a border crisis? They told them, keep those policies in place. So basically, the first thing that President Biden did is he just dismantled all those programs.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
New estimates from the Biden administration show the government is anticipating the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says the government is estimating that around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. Senator Lindsey Graham recently visited facilities on the border, and the South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that many unaccompanied minors are smuggled into the border to be reunited with family members already in the country illegally.
I saw children with numbers on their wrist, and here's what that means. They have family members in the United States, Sean. They send money back to Central America. They hire a human smuggler, human trafficker, to get them to the border. Once we catch them, your tax dollars are used to reunite the family. This is not catch and release. This is catch and reunite. They call the family member, the number on the child's wrist, and the American taxpayer pays to reunite the family who's here illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
About 16,000 unaccompanied minors who crossed into the United States remain in the custody of the federal government, with officials estimating that more than 20,000 more could be on the way next month. The former acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protections says the entire crisis at the southern border was completely preventable. Mark Morgan tells Newsmax TV that he and other immigration officials warned the Biden transition team that the proposals they outlined on the campaign trail would lead to disaster.
We could have prevented this. This was preventable. We have the tools and policies in place that were effectively dealing with the illegal immigration and crisis. And look, during the transition, even before, we told the Biden administration, if you do what you've done, you will create an unmitigated crisis that will pale in comparison to 2019. We're already there. During the transition grant, we warned them, exhaustive briefings, if you do what you said you were going to do and they've done, the Border Patrol facilities will be overwhelmed. HHS will be overwhelmed. And you will see crisis-level numbers that will exceed what we saw in 2019. We told them it could have been prevented, and they let their ideologic hubris ignore the experts, and now we have this crisis.
And another woman has come forward with allegations of sexual harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Sherry Ville of Greece, New York, says Cuomo grabbed her face and kissed her in front of her home during a visit to her house following a 2017 flood. Ville says she will also contact the state's attorney general's office to cooperate with an ongoing investigation into a series of allegations against the governor. Eight other women have accused Cuomo of inappropriate behavior or sexual harassment. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.